Hey guys, back again with another bonus episode. It's Wednesday. Let's get through the week. Let's get those model cars done because this Sunday, as we all know, we have the SoCal Open model car show coming up, hosted by Art Lasky. Shout out to Art. Looking forward to seeing you on Sunday. Pretty much this episode is going to be about the show that's coming up this Sunday. And then we'll just see where we go from there, you know? But I did want to talk about the show. It is coming up this Sunday, and I know a lot of you guys are getting your model cars ready. You know, where what, like, we got Wednesday nights, Thursday, Friday night, and then Saturday night. Saturday night for many of you guys. The night before the show is always the nights that we stay up the latest. That's when we get no rest, no sleep, last minute, you know, trying to wrap everything up, you know, trying to make up for lost time for the last 3-4 months or whatnot. But hey, that's the fun part in most cases. And at the same time, that right there shows the love that you have and the passion for this hobby. So let's get right into it. So this is the SoCal Open Model Car Show, which is going to be May 5th on a Sunday, 2019. And it's going to start from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. The location of the show will be at the Rancho San Antonio Boys Home Gymnasium. The address is 21000 Plummer Street, Chatsworth, California. Aside from the model car show, there's also going to be a one-to-one, you know, scale, what we call real cars, out on display, out in the grass area of the Rancho San Antonio Boys Home. So it's a big event. And aside from all that, there's also food vendors that you can eat at. But inside the gymnasium is where it all goes down with the model car shows. That's where you'll be finding a lot of the people that you follow on Instagram will be there. You can also register for the show if you visit laskyscale.com. That's LASKI scale.com. Go on his website. Go to the SoCal Open. Pretty much on the model car show section, sorry. SoCal Open model car show. Register there online. And at the same time, this would just speed up the process. So this way, you know, they already know you're coming through, what you're bringing. And I believe you can also pay there on the online registration. But if not, just show up really early and you could fill out the forms there, you know, take care of that there. So the pricing is going to be $15 for unlimited model entry. And that's great because, as we know, a lot of times at these shows we're bringing in a lot of cars, different genres, different we want to enter them in different things, you know, because there are going to be various categories at this show. And at the same time, you know, when we're bringing in all these cars, and it starts to add up, you know. So $15 is not bad at all. That's really cheap. That's a good price. That's a really fair price. Unlimited models to bring. If you're a junior or a spectator, it's free. So it's open to the public. It's free. If you have your kids that have been working on their model cars, you know, they're more than happy to participate in this event and showcase their work there. Even if, let's say, the car is not done, they're in the process, or you know, you're getting them into it, I feel like this show here is something great, an opportunity to be able to bring your kids and have them put something on the table that they've been working on or something they've completed, you know, just so they get the experience of having something out there, have them be proud of their work. And also it's going to motivate them, especially after seeing all the cars that are there on display, to like go back home, work on their cars and whatnot. And, you know, you'll see the growth for the love and the passion on them start to spark and blossom over time, you know. So that's a pretty cool show to be able to do that at. There are going to be raffles. There's also going to be, see us here, delicious barbecue and more. So that's referring to the vendors and the food. Not only that, the vendors. So make sure you show up early, because for those of you guys that want to buy the model car kits, trust me, you want to be there. You want to be able to get first dibs on those cars before they're gone. Because I remember going last year and I went there pretty early, and there was some dudes that were selling some nice stuff. And I did go home with some pretty cool stuff. Good prices too, you know. So make sure you bring your cash, show up early, buy some cars. And then, you know, like this is a way maybe I'd plan it out if you know, I'm going to like bring models and everything. I want to do like the whole deal. Show up early. That way you get that early. You can find some cool parking. Go out there, buy some model cars. Then you can bounce, put them away. And then you bring out your model cars that you're going to display. Display them, chill out, say what's up to some people, hang out, wander around, go look at some cars. And then at some point, get some food. Support the vendors out there that are selling that barbecue. And that's it. You know, you come back, you kick it for the awards, and it was a good day, you know? So the awards, for this event, the way it's, you know, set, it's not like a first, second, third place kind of thing. This is more like there's People Choice Awards. There's also going to be a Best of Show by Tamiya. The theme is No Fenders, sub-theme competition, sub-theme everything else. So these are categories where the people that have sponsored these awards are going to be there, and they're going to be selecting, you know, cars. So you want to, you know, bring out all your model cars, shine them up, get them ready, make sure, you know, the accessories or everything that goes on that car is like there and presentable. There's also going to be the Best Junior Award. This one is sponsored by Down to Scale Model Car Club. There's also going to be Best Paint, also by Tamiya. Best Engine from ScalePROShop.com. Best Detail from ProTech. And then there will be some specialty awards. These specialty awards are going to be the picks that are going to be done by, so for the tuners and drifters, that will be by Terror, Motorsport Modeling, Rob Hart. There also will be a Masterpieces Award awarded by Armando, and also a Best Auto Styling Award by Mark S. Gustafson. And also Dedicated Magazine will have their award as well. The Dedicated Award, Brunch Brothers Award by Jim and Mike Bunch. Sorry, I said Brunch. Bunch. And finally, there will also be a Scale Riders Award as well. So I will be there in attendance in the morning, checking things out. I'm still like not sure as to how long I'm going to be there, because as you know it, is that how I've been mentioning this on previous podcasts, that I work in the flower shop industry for my father's company, and we have Mother's Day like a week away. So we got to be, you know, all hands on deck, everyone working and stuff. So I know I'm going to like go to work pretty late. So we'll see. I'm not sure. But anyway, if you guys are planning to come out and make the drive in the distance, I will be there. Come out, say what's up. I would love to meet you if I have not met you before. I know I'm going to see some familiar faces. So, you know, I'll say what's up, chop it up. I hope I don't get to miss anybody, you know, when the time comes and I have to leave. I will have the Scale Riders Model Car Culture Podcast bench shop cards with me as well. So if you guys want one, hit me up and, you know, I'll give you a card. I will have these on hand or on my backpack, let's say. but anyway, it's going to be fun. I mean, it's been a minute that I have not been able to go to a show. The last one that I'm thinking of right now was probably the NNL West. Probably one of the last shows that I went to. No, not that one. The Grand National Roadster show, which basically was like that same weekend. But yeah, though, pretty much from there, things slowed down for me from attending shows just because of work, you know, busy family stuff. And, you know, at the same time, I got work, but I got to go to this because I want to check out the cars. I want to get coverage. I want to get video. And I also want to see which car I am going to select. So I'm pretty excited about that. Shout out to Art for putting in all the work and getting this all together. You know, I do understand how, you know, a lot of the things with when you're putting on a show together, the responsibility, the expectation, there's just a lot on your back. You know, even in these nights, I'm pretty sure you're staying up late and getting everything done, just trying to make sure that everything is cool. You know, but hey, once it's all done, you're going to be like, man, it's done. I did it. Like these big events, it's crazy. Like I almost look at it as to like what's coming up for me, the Mother's Day, even in the past with Valentine's, when you get these big work holidays, all your energy goes to that. Everything else is on pause. And then you survive it, you get through it, and you go, wow, like that's crazy. And then it's back to reality, back to normal. You know, everything just, I don't know, it's a trip. It's a trip. I'm sure this happens to many of you guys in the different industries that you guys work in, where you have some really high peak, busy times, you know. But this show coming up, I've been seeing a lot of people working on their stuff through Instagram, on Facebook, and I can't wait to see your finished products because I've been seeing the process of them being worked on. So now it's going to be cool to see that like done. And I know sometimes, you know, there's going to be some people that are not going to be able to complete it on time, but I say just bring it out, you know, and showcase it, just have it there on the table. I've seen cars that are just primered and just chilling, and even like that, they look pretty rad. So there's always different things, you know, people will see those cars, recognize them, and later down the road get to see the progression of you finishing them. So it's like you're taking us along for the journey, you know. Just don't take too long to finish it, but you know, maybe within the year or so would be pretty cool to see an update, or even the following year, bring it back and have it all done. That would be pretty awesome. But yeah, so that's the SoCal Open Model Car Show coming up this Sunday, May 5th. Just stick it out, hang in there. Even if you're like at the point right now where you feel like just stopping the build, you know, putting it on hold for next year, if you've already gotten this far, just keep it going. Just don't stop until that Sunday morning. See what's up. I always say, like, keep it going until the day of the show. The day of the show that morning is when you know, okay, I shouldn't even bring this car, or I should just bring it the way it is, whatever. You know, it just really depends. But even if it's 1 day out, 2 days out, don't give up. Like, just don't stop. Keep it going, you know, because sometimes things happen and you end up getting in this opportunity of time where you might have an hour, 2 hours, three, and you keep at it. And next thing you know, you're there. You made it to the finish line, you know. And even if maybe still you're like, your standards or just you, you're like, nah, it's not done. It doesn't have this detail, something. But overall, let's say it's 90% done. That 10%, you could always just handle that after the show, you know, once you get it back home and everything and stuff, which will be cool, you know. Even getting a 90% done is a lot. Like, that's a lot of work right there. And sometimes when I think about that 10%, all I'm thinking about is, like, maybe the license plates or an antenna, you know, things like little minor things like that. But everything else, I'm sure, just stick it out and see what's up, see what happens, you know. But for those of you that can go, even if, let's say, you're not even going to bring any cars, still come. Like, check it out, you know. Buy some stuff from the vendors, support them. You know, they're hoping to sell these cars. If you really think about the vendors, it's like they've been collecting model car kits for years, and everyone has a different, unique story. You know, some of them might be just trying to get rid of their doubles. You know, some of them, this is what they might depend on for like a second, like a I don't know if to call it a hustle or an income, you know. But I'm sure, you know, it's like they have their day job, but then again, this helps, this little extra helps to sell some extra kits on the side, things like that. So, and a lot of times these people just want to get rid of them, you know. They just like, I already have my stash, I need to cut down. And they're hoping that these go to another home, that someone's going to really appreciate these kits and build them and have them on display. So go out there, support the guys, the vendors, buy some model kits, keep the hobby going, and attend the show, you know. Go out there, introduce yourself to people. If there's a familiar face you see and, you know, you want to go say what's up, just go over there. Don't be shy. You know, say what's up. I know a lot of times what happens is we don't even know who's who, like the faces. You know, we're probably like bumping shoulders, rubbing shoulders, whatever, but we don't even know who's who. And then it's not till like after the show, and we're like, dude, you were like right next to me, and that was you. So kind of let people know that you're going out there, you know, or if you're talking amongst your friends, your group of friends, you know, just make sure everyone's like, yeah, let's meet up at this time, whatever, you know. And just have fun. Like, be out there, have some fun, check out some cool cars, take as many pictures as you can, post them all up on Instagram. If you don't even have an Instagram, but somehow you're listening to this podcast, create one, please. Create an Instagram account and then post up some stuff and start reaching out to people, you know, and go from there. So I'm very excited. SoCal Open Model Car Show 2019. And I mean, the more participation, the more this show is going to grow, you know, and it's going to continue going, and we'll be able to have more future shows. So stay tuned to that. So make sure you visit laskiscale.com, LASKISCALE.com. Other than that, as far as like myself, I've been like, I feel like I've been working on too many different things, and I need to narrow it down again to one. It's like I stick to one thing, I'm responsible with it, and then next thing you know, I start to kind of neglect it, and then I go into something else. And one thing though that I want to point out is I started to notice, like, all right, I put model cars first, I put scale riders first, you know, girlfriend, family, friends, everything is like first, painting, all this stuff that I love to do, it's all like in front of the line, right? Like, I dedicate my time to all this stuff. It's what keeps me going, you know, how I unwind from, oh, and at the same time work, sorry, because that's another responsibility right there. But I started to notice, like, man, you know what, why am I feeling tired? Why do I feel weird? Like, my shirts don't even fit, you know, like I'm starting to feel kind of like dang, do I have to buy new clothes? And I'm just like, man, I'm like I'm not taking care of myself, you know, like before I would be doing all these things, eating healthy, working out, whatever. But I just started to notice like, man, I'm not really taking care of myself and whatnot. So, I mean, not gonna lie, you know, I haven't been like really in the mood, you know, to go exercise. I'm just like, nah, for what? Like, I'll do it later. I keep putting that back. But then it gets to a point though where I'm like, man, this thing's like creeping up on me, you know? And so then I said to myself, you know what? Let me go for a run. Let me go do something. I went for that run and I didn't even take no headphones. No, I didn't even listen to music. So I was just, it was all in my head. I just kept like talking to myself in my head. And yeah, you know, it kind of, at first it kind of messes with you. But then once you like concentrate and you start talking to yourself, it's like you really get into the zone where you put everything in perspective, you know? And then that's when it was like, just kind of hitting me like, all right, you know, what do I need to do? Like, what am I trying to achieve? Like, what are my goals? You know, I started thinking about all that stuff. And I definitely want the podcast to grow. You know, I wanted to get like to a better level and stuff. I'm really happy and I appreciate the love and the help from people for making this show happen, giving me that platform to be able to express myself and speak, have a voice, and also be able to interview people, hear out their stories, and me having that opportunity to share it to you guys, you know, that means a lot to me. So it's like I'm brainstorming on how to spread it out more, and that made me look into doing more submissions to different outlets of ways of reaching the podcast aside from iTunes, aside from Spotify, which are like the major channels. I reach out to some other ones. I've submitted the podcast. I'm just waiting on approval to see if they will accept it for it to be in their channel, you know. And that's one of the key things right there. At the same time though, like I love model building, but it's like I need to find like the time to actually say like, all right, and be responsible about it. Be like, you know what, for the next like 3 months or 4 months, this is what I'm gonna focus on, and not let anything else kind of intrude or get in the way. But it gets hard because like the people that I follow on Instagram, they're painters, they're pinstripers, model builders, and just different types of artistries. And it's just, it's very inspiring to see someone pinstripe, and it makes me curious, like I wonder if I can do that, you know? And so then I go out and I get all the stuff and then I try it, but it's like a trial and error because I'm not too familiar with it, but it doesn't make me want to quit, right? So then the same time I want to learn how to paint with spray guns on a larger scale. And that is also, you know, it's made me take classes. The course I took out up north with the roundup class, like that was a lot of fun. So it's like you get like trigger happy, like you want to go out there and paint more and more and more, and you don't want to stop. You want to flake stuff, you want to clear stuff. But then it's like the balance is, it starts to get out of whack, you know? It's like you're devoting time to all these different things, and then that's when like projects start to the them being completed declines a lot, you know? And that's one of the things, like I've noticed on some model cars, like I get started on them, but then it declines on me finishing them because I got other hobbies, other things that catch my eye that I want to do. So I just need to I need to figure out like what plates do I want to keep spinning and which ones do I just need to take off the stick and put them away for now, you know, just so they don't break. So I need to figure that out. And but aside from all that, I do need to get back on the workout tip, at least if it's just running, doing something, because if I don't take care of myself, like if my health ain't good, then I'm not gonna be able to function, you know? But if I got that unlocked and I'm good, then hey, I'm gonna have all kinds of energy to be able to do all this like other stuff. It's hard though. When I was running, I kept thinking, man, running is equivalent to like doing body work on a car, like sanding, like molding the model car, cutting it up, and just sanding, sanding, sanding. It's like the same thing as running. Like some people love it and they're good at it, and then some people just don't even want to do it, you know, but you have to. And it's kind of crazy, but once you get in that mode, in that groove, you get through it and you're good. But yeah, that's like, you know, I have to be honest to myself and realize like, you know what, I need to also work on myself, you know, and get back on it. And then from there, just, you know, continue doing what I'm doing with all with model building. I gotta put that one first, 'cause that's what started it off for me. And then from there, you know, start doing all the other projects. I've been posting a lot of different videos on the YouTubes. you know, just showing stuff from painting, model car stuff and whatnot. Just kind of mixing it up with a lot of different things, kind of like showing you guys what I'm up to, like in my world or whatever. But more of that content will be coming up. I can't wait to record at SoCal Open. You know, I just want to make a cool little video for you guys. Maybe even get some interviews with some people. I'm planning on bringing a little recorder and stuff. Might even bring a little mic. We'll see what's up. But yeah, I'll be there early, roaming around, trying to figure out how you guys are doing and whatnot, and just kind of hang out, you know, try to see what's out there, what you guys are bringing new. Super excited about that, you know, and yeah, man, I appreciate all the love you guys are giving me, the messages, the emails, shop cards have been mailed out for you guys that listen to the podcast, that's emailed me your address and stuff, even over on YouTube that emailed me your address. All those cards have been sent out and should be getting them soon. I know some people have been posting that they've gotten theirs, so little by little they'll be coming through. But if you're at the show and you see me there, say what's up. I will hook you up, you know, I'll bring that out there right there. And yeah, also episode 71 is gonna be coming soon. This weekend, that episode will be featuring George from So Many Ways Model Car Club. Shout out to George. Thank you again for being part of the podcast. And that's episode 71. Another one for the books right there that's going to be coming up. And looking forward to more future guests. I don't want to say or drop any names now until, you know, everything is on lock and we got it all recorded. Let you guys know. But I'm very, really excited and happy for the more guests that are going to be coming along the show. Reached out to some people and stuff, and friends and friends and friends have been helping me as well. To make this all happen. So really, really happy about this. And so just stick through it and keep on building. This is the bonus episode for you guys. Don't stop. And make sure if you're just tuning into the podcast, there's a lot more episodes besides from this one that you can go back and check out. starting all the way from the pilot episode all the way up to now. All right, my friends. So peace out, and I will see you at SoCal Open Model Car Show on Sunday. All right, peace.